Hello, this is Mark Noon from the Slicky Boys, and I'm over here turning knobs and wrecking the place in the studios. And this is WMUC-FM College Park.
From the Blue Ridge.
Hi, this is Sydney.
And this is Chloe.
And you're listening to Sonic Bloom
on WMUC
Digital College Park.
Disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
All right, so we had a little bit of a rocky beginning because our system is a little down today. So I apologize to you Sonic Bloom listeners. But moving on, today is a little bit of a chill day. I'm sure everyone else has been kind of dealing with a pretty hefty semester, like your hosts here. So we just decided, you know, since we weren't able to come in last week, that we would just kind of show you guys what we've been listening to and just what's kind of been at the top of the female alternative scene, you know, what people have been clinging to. So up first we have...
Every Day is Another by Good Flying Birds and Star Game by At. The symbol, At symbol, you know, the one that, the
it's,
At symbol.
It's like in emails. You've seen it.
Yeah. At Gmail or At Yahoo or at Hotmail. At, that At. Anyways, Good Flying Birds, it has a male lead vocalist, but Susie Slaughter is on tambourine. Ooh. And you can hear her very clearly
Susie
in this one.
Susie Slaughter's like the most... coolest name
I know it's I love it I yeah. love that for her, and I love that she just has to stay in the room and hit this thing. That's so cool.
Did you say the tambourine?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Isn't that so cool?
She's slaughtering that tambourine.
Tambourine.
You would think that she's like the freaking like guitarist or something like that.
Yeah, no, like it's such a cool name.
Susie Slaughter plays the tambourine.
She also does vocals, but less on the foreground.
But no one cares.
Yeah.
People do vocals all the time.
Yeah. And then At, the symbol, is a duo with Victoria Rose from Philly and Stone Philippe Chuck.
It's spelled FILIPCZAK, if you want to try and pronounce that at
it
home.
It is Polish. I looked it up so that I could remember how to pronounce it, and then I still tried four times. But he's from Baltimore, so
local
band. All of the first half of today is going to be my music, and I started it from like a very softer energy to something much more high energy. So starting
and then
out,
it's going to get rock, and then that's how you know it's me.
So very chill at the beginning, and then we're going to get more into shoegaze later on.
Yeah, as you guys, you know, start to like the episode more, I guess, hopefully. So yeah, this is going to be Every Day is Another.
Okay.
No, I meant like get more into it, not like it. Just like get more comfortable in the episode. Sorry. Bad wording. Do you know what I'm saying? All right, whatever. Every Day is Another by Good Flying Birds and Star Game by At.
We'll be right back.
just hurts too much to keep you
Okay, so that was Every Day is Another by Good Flying Birds and
Star Game by At. Okay, I really love both of those songs. Actually, Good Flying Birds, I was very recently introduced to them about a week ago at a party.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I really like that, actually. I haven't heard it before, so that was kind of like a little refreshing.
Yeah, the
thing.
Tambourine.
Yeah, the tambourine. We were having fun with that back
here.
A lot of these songs, actually, I think you'll realize, at least for me, and it seems like for you too, looking at your list here, is going to be very springy.
Yes.
I think naturally, my music taste just goes to the weather. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I guess it's like such a basic sentence to say, but
weather
like.
Weather affects your mood. Yeah. And what you listen to.
But it's quite interesting that that actually happens. Like, that
I
would
know.
Happen in theory.
Yeah.
But it happens in practice.
It's like, in theory, I knew what seasonal depression was before this year, but in practice, discovered it this year. I learned a few lessons.
Hey, you know?
Yeah. But that last song, Star Game, sounds like flowers blooming to me.
Aww.
That's what that sounds like. Yeah. But next up, we have Rivet Gun by Mother Soki, which we both
put this in without knowing, because both of us really like the song. Mother Soki, I think she recently came out with a new, didn't she?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, I think this is part of it.
Everything I put on this list is, like, very recent stuff, or artist has released very recent stuff, which, like, I just happened to discover that as I was building this.
I
think I think this single came out in 2025, and I think she put it on an EP.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
It is.
I sent it to her, like, about, like, a couple days ago, because we keep sending each other music, because, like, duh. And I was like, oh my god, it's so good. Like, have you listened to it yet? And she was like, girl, I've been listening to it on repeat.
I feel like we have those interactions a lot.
Yeah.
Try to introduce each other to the music, and it's like, oh, on it.
Yeah.
Well, already on it.
Yeah. Dedicated to the World by Chanel Beats.
I don't know if it's Chanel Beats or Channel Beats. It's spelled Chanel, but I've heard, my sister introduced it to me, and she says Channel Beats.
I think it's Chanel. That just makes sense. Like, Chanel Beats, like the jewelry.
Yeah.
Like, that gives a vibe.
Yeah. So
I don't know what channel beads are, but
okay, well,
up for interpretation.
What is a lot of things, you know?
Hey, you got me there. She got me there, guys. Wow. Shot. Killed.
Boom.
Wow. I'm going to sit here in silence now.
But my sister introduced me to them, and I really like their sound mixing. It's very creative, and it evokes a lot of the experimental electronic sound that we play a lot.
Yeah.
So,
I'm excited. Okay, Rivet Gone by Mother Soki and Dedicated to the World by Chanel / Channel Beads. Up to you.
Let me Google this.
We'll let you know, because we're going to Google it.
Say
Okay, that was Rivet Gun by Mother Silky and Dedicated to the World by Chanel Beads.
Yeah, we looked it up.
Did a little bit of research for that.
I think we could have guessed that.
Yeah, but it was a conversation.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, that sounded like hateful, but I didn't mean it to sound hateful. I just mean like...
You could guess either way. True.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to...
Confirmation.
I'm not going to tell anybody how to say Chanel Beads or Channel Beads.
Well, we looked it up so that we could have an answer. Because you could guess, but that's not an answer.
You know what? But sometimes... Sometimes, okay. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, just not really in it right now.
As we were listening to the song, and I there was, like, the instrumental bit, except it's... I mean, it's, like, electronic sounds. So I don't know if you can count as an instrumental bit. Mm-hmm. And I said that it sounds like the way the movie The Last Unicorn feels. So if that resonates with anyone...
Yeah.
Drop it in the comments.
We also were talking about the like style that Chanel Beads has. It's very unique, but I like they keep true to their sound. A lot of their songs have the like boom, boom noise, the like slapping the bass. I think that's really cool. It adds like a really creepy, dark effect. It kind of makes me think I'm in like a dark alleyway sometimes when I listen to their music, but I kind of like that feeling because I'm actually not in a dark alleyway. Yeah, I just am thinking about it. next up we have Mara by Wednesday and Sometimes I Believe in God by Bass Victim. I want to say I've always loved the name Wednesday for a band, and I think it's because Wednesday is just the best name of a day in my head.
Okay.
And I just love when I look at the band Wednesday, I get their vibe immediately just from the name of their band. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Wednesday is just a good day of the week. It's just cool to see it.
But they're a really popular band, Wednesday. I mean, if you have your toe in any music scene, you probably know Wednesday. And they have a lot of shoegaze sound. And I didn't know that their lead singer is from Asheville, North Carolina. And writes about the experience of living in a southern small town. Because the lyrics are very personal, yet resonant to a lot of universal experiences. Mm-hmm. And I think that is especially true from someone who is also from the South. I mean, I wasn't from a small town, but it is, like, cool to, I don't know, find the background of people's motivations and stuff. But I thought that was cool to find out.
No, I love...
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a hidden part of the music. People just listen to music sometimes, you know?
Yeah. And Bass Victim, I am such
Who
a big fan
doesn't
of Bass
love
Victim.
Bass? I love Bass Victim.
Bass Victim. So good. They have a very electronic sound, which does kind of stand out from what we usually play on here. But I don't care. This EP came out like March 6th, like a month ago. Very fresh. Listen to the whole thing.
I don't think I've heard this yet, so I'm good. I'm getting
it's
antsy.
Question mark. That's the name of it. It's like the question mark. Mm-hmm. A lot of symbols today. it's so good. Listen to the whole thing because it is a cohesive piece, but I just picked the most popular song from the EP to play. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I Believe in God. In parentheses, Sometimes I Believe in Me.
Aww.
I love that name. Love that name. Love Cute. This album. Love Bass Victim.
Here we go.
Yes.
So this is Mara by Wednesday, and Sometimes I Believe in God, Sometimes I Believe in Me by Bass Victim. So we're having technical difficulties. Just give us like 1 second.
My theory is that the volume at which the band plays next door correlates directly to whether or not like there's a lag. There's more of a lag when they're so fucking loud. The walls vibrate. Oh, I swore, but that's okay. Nothing matters.
Oh my God. Just keep.
Yeah. So this has turned to a talk show. Temporary talk show.
Oh my God.
How was everyone's week?
Hey, I just got an 100% on the annotated bibliography. Shout out Allison Singer.
That's my professor. Can you guys hear them?
How about we just put the mic to them?
Yeah.
You know what? It's their show now.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh my god, I don't know what to do.
All right. Reload the whole screen, maybe.
Okay.
Can you try opening the app? Will it work better with the app?
Oh yeah, we're losing.
They're like, bro. Okay. We'll see.
Stick with us.
One moment, please. Okay. It's happening.
Oh, get excited! Get excited! actually, it's not.
That's how I stay, I live. I grow in time, I know the time to go. We let go, we fall, we fail, and woe. We get up, we brave now.
Okay, so that was Sometimes I Believe in God by Basic Dome and Mara by Wednesday. Oh, I flipped the order, but you get it. So, yeah, I mean, I have not heard the Basic Dome song yet. I'm usually a Basic Dome fan. Oh, wait, I am a Basic Dome fan. Sorry, I don't know why I said usually. I still like that song. I'm excited to hear the rest of it. Sorry, I don't know. When I said usually, that really threw me off, but yeah. I do like Basic Dome. I did like the song. Yeah, I'm excited to hear the rest. That got me intrigued.
Yes.
It's very summery kind of.
Yeah, and I also think they're leaning into the sounds that make them unique instead of just going off of the usual electronic sound. They're really honing in on their own.
There's a lot of bands out there that actually like start very experimental and then just kind of wean out of it as they get more popular based off of like demand. It's really weird. I'll talk about that a little bit more with one of my songs later because there is like kind of a phenomenon that's been going on, but I love that Bass Victim leans into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's actually a lot more rare now to be experimental. I feel like we're in an age where like modesty is like more popular than ever.
Yeah,
it's so weird because like we're so overwhelmed by like this like pluralistic stage we're in that like we're now like reverting back to modesty and like more relaxing things. I think that's also why like everyone's going into like analog technology.
Everything's so oversaturated. Every scene, every sound, every genre is oversaturated.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I love that Bass Victim is keeping it real.
Yeah, they are keeping it real.
To put it informally.
Yeah.
So next up we have Anti-Glory by, or Anti? Are you guys an anti or anti kind of person? I say Anti-Glory by Horse Girl.
Horse Girl
R.L. Stine.
Solely female band, like it's there's just three girls So it's cool to have like a creative space be solely taken up by women, and I think that's really cool. So that's Horse Girl.
That never happens. We literally, that's literally our whole point of the show is to like give visibility to bands that are like female oriented, and very rarely do we actually see an all-female.
Yeah, all-female.
Like, that sucks, but Horse Girl's one of them, so give them a
and
listen.
And then we got Tagabao. They are getting a body of water. Kind of like a staple in shoegaze music.
R.L. Stine, the song. I'm very excited because I love this song, and I love new... I mean, it's not new, but their newest album is... I love the direction they took with it.
Absolutely.
I love, like, you know... What is it? Double Apple? Is that the song? From their older one. Oh. I was going to say, like, whatever. Oh. From their older album, I love their older album. Yeah. I love the vibe that they were giving. Very, like,
and
quintessential
like
shoegaze.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but they leaned into, like, experimentalism and, like, a modern kind of shoegaze in this album, and I love the direction that they took that.
And they have kind of, I don't remember when they put her in, but they've added their bassist Emily Loafing.
Okay, that's where it was. Okay, I've never put them in because I was like,
I think that for their newest album, I think she came on board.
Oh,
or, but yeah, like
that's sick to be a bassist. And it's cool.
I know, I
bass
love that.
Victim? She's the bass victim.
She's the bass victim of Tagabao. Yeah,
yeah.
But like, if you look the band up, you'll see her. I think she has like pinkish hair. It's really cool.
Love it. Okay.
Okay.
Answer Glory by Horse Girl and R.L. Stine by They're Gutting a Body of Water.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Anti-Glory by Horse Girl and R.L. Stine by There Getting a Body of Water. Y'all, who freaks with R.L. Stine? Because I love
the author?
Yes.
Oh,
not like him as a person.
I have
mean
a
his
story.
Books.
So the Goosebumps TV show, there was the episode about the life-size doll replacing the girl.
Stop, I can't. That one was so
traumatizing.
Scary.
It traumatized me.
I had a weird obsession of Slappy the Dummy, and I look back at it and wonder going on with my
that
brain.
That is so funny.
I was obsessed.
Oh, my God.
Read all of them, watched all the movies or shows. Like, I was obsessed.
No, it's just that one Bailey Madison episode of Goosebumps. No. No. I need to rewatch that.
So,
just to
a lot of them are
done.
Anyways, so next up we have Sentry. This is where we're getting to my stuff, even though it's 9:45, but
it happens.
Yeah. This is Sentry by Sword 2. I put this on because, first off, I just love this album.
They had such a
masculine, hardcore kind of energy in their past albums, which, don't get me wrong, was really good. But they had a drummer. His name was Jose, I believe. They called him Frio. I don't know what that means. that's his nickname. And yeah, so once he left and they made this new album, Electric Hour, it's such a different vibe.
It's a big shift.
So I wonder if, he was the reason. I don't know. They focused more on feminine vocals. They focused more on a light, airy sound, but continued to have their rough distortion, their guitars, etc. They still kept with their style. It just happens to be a lot easier to swallow, which, don't get me wrong, again, I love their old albums, but this one just seems to be a much more unique and a much more authentic sound, so I really love that. And then I
fully agree.
Thank you. and then next up is Life Is Gonna Get You by the Pearly Gate Crashers. Guys, guess where they're from? They're from Sydney. Yeah, they're a pop group from the 90s from Sydney, Australia.
Cute.
I wonder why I chose that. So this is Sentry by Sword 2 and Life Is Gonna Get You by the Pearly Gate Crashers.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Century by Sword 2 and Life's Gonna Get You by the Pearly Gate Crashers. I mean, I said what I needed to say, you know? Straightforward, love it, you know? we do have time for one more. I think we're gonna go with Lifestyle by Cutie Catcher.
Yes.
We both have been kind of listening to them a lot. I don't know what it is about them. I love, you know what it is? I love their identity. I love how they all have a certain look and it's so different. I love how it's completely even. and there's no, like, it's such, like, an androgynous type of sound. There's no, like, overpowering, like, you know, we always talk about, like, masculine sound versus feminine sound all the time. I feel like their sound is just, like, they're just, like, freaking playing music together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's, it's always naturally leaning one way. I feel like their music isn't too crazy.
I think you have an ear for that maybe I don't, because I don't necessarily assign either.
I'm not assigning. I just feel like there's always, like, they're just leaning a certain way. It's always, like, you know, I guess the way that I see it is, like, summer is, like, more light and, I don't know how to, I don't really know how to describe it. Not very, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of self-explanatory until you actually have to explain it. But yeah, that's kind of what I've caught up on. It's just like,
yeah,
very mixed.
And it's
very
a good
mixed
album. This is a nice, it's an album or an EP? I don't remember.
I don't know. I think it's an album. It's an album. I'm pretty
okay.
sure.
I like it.
I could be wrong yeah. though. I'm basing that off of the vibes of my knowledge in my brain.
Yeah. And I like that the cover is just a photo of them. You get a,
literally
yeah.
like they're so, I love how different they are. Like, it just tells me that they're not going for a certain way, that they're all genuine to themselves, they're all authentic to themselves, and they don't necessarily care about the band's image. And sometimes that really gets in the way of a lot of music. I think the image itself is them being different, and I think that they can just freely make their music without worrying about what their band necessarily looks like. Okay, so this has been Sonic Bloom. And thank you so much. And we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Good night.